Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. CopBlock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a story that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. A police officer in Washington, D.C. tried to kill his wife last month using Lysol, a metal light post, and knives to attack and restrain her in their home, according to prosecutors. Prince George's County State Attorney Angela Alsobrook announced that Officer Samson Lawrence has been indicted in Maryland on charges of attempted first and second degree murder in connection with the November 24th attack. They are very serious charges, and we take them very seriously, which is why we'll continue to work with Prince George's County Police to continue to investigate and move forward through the process, said Prince George's County State's Attorney spokesman John Erzin. According to court documents, Lawrence was trying to hang a projection TV in his home when he became angry that his wife didn't know where the screws to hang it were. He allegedly grabbed a can of Lysol and sprayed his wife in the face every time she spoke. The victim told police when she refused to make him something to eat, Lawrence began to push her. Also, Brooks said the victim tried to leave the home but was struck in the head with a metal light fixture as she lay on the floor. She managed to break free and get to a phone to call 911, but Lawrence allegedly held two large kitchen knives to her face and throat and threatened her. The victim pushed Lawrence off her and escaped the home. She called 911 at a neighbor's house. The couple's 16-year-old daughter heard the altercation and also called 911. By the time the police arrived, the suspect had fled the scene. He was taken into custody the next day. The victim suffered a cut on her head that required five staples and a hairline fracture to her wrist that she suffered while trying to protect her head. News 4 reported the victim said her husband put the family through a lot over the years. Lawrence has also been charged with wearing and carrying a dangerous weapon with the intent to injure and first and second degree assault. Lawrence joined the department in 1990 and was a patrol officer on the department's 4th District. Assistant Police Chief Peter Newsham said the department placed him on non-contact status after learning of the allegations, meaning he has no police powers on the street. Newsham said, "It's horrible to have one of our members involved in a domestic violence assault like that, whereby they brought charges. It's a very serious allegation. We take it very seriously." Newsham added the police department's hiring process has changed from when Lawrence joined the force. Lawrence is the latest D.C. police officer to face criminal charges in recent weeks. On December 10th, Officer Mark Washington's body was pulled from the water on Haynes Point in southwest D.C., a week after he was arrested on child porn charges after he allegedly visited the home of a teenage girl who had previously been reported missing, ordered her to remove her clothes, and took photos of her all while he was on duty. Officer Linwood Barnhill Jr. was arrested last week and charged with pandering after police found a missing 16-year-old girl in his apartment. He is accused of running a prostitution operation. Are these really the types of people you trust to protect you? That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll take a moment to consider just what it is that you are paying for via taxation and speak out against the violence and the corruption. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55, 'cause all around the county every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.